going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is a disaster, Limits. So let me ask you, when you look at the rest of this pirate season, what will keep you interested and what would qualify as a step forward for you?
That's a wonderful question, Dr. Starkfest, and I appreciate you asking me. Bubba Chandler's debut would be number one on that list.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, number one on that list is just continuing to watch Paul Skeens. You know, getting the opportunity to watch all of his starts, consume as much Skeens as we can before he's gone. He was just announced today as he's going to pitch in the World Baseball Classic next year. Which
maybe he'll have a team that hits 200 around him.
I'm sure they'll hit like 300 in that tournament.
Before any of that, maybe this is the question of the day.
Sure.
And I think it's fair, even though Skeens has been really good. What did we say his ERA is?
2.76?
Something like that. Are you at... See, any way that I phrase this, people say, what do you're saying Skeens hasn't been good? Are you a little bit disappointed that it hasn't been more electric in year two? I am.
I think you could say yes. Well, yeah, I mean, like, we consider him like the Nolan Ryan of our generation, or at least I do.
Yeah.
So you think that every time he goes out there, he has a realistic chance to throw a no-hitter.
Yes.
We haven't seen that this year. Even he has a realistic chance to throw a perfect game, and that hasn't, you know,
and
come close
to
that.
Yeah, and perhaps, and when I call it disappointment, it's in quote. Yeah, I want to see him go out there and, you know, strike out 13 guys in a game one day.
Just because.
And just blow people away and strike people out and be Dwight Gooden again.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been that. And I don't know if it's because he maybe is looking to pitch to contact a little bit more. He should have won the game last. Everything Zangrilli said was right. The guy's been really good, and his ERA is really good. It's just not quite what I expected, I'll be honest.
No.
It's not what I expected, I'm wondering if we're still going to get that guy. Because there's a difference between a good pitcher, even a really good pitcher, and a generational wipeout pitcher. And honestly, that's what I thought Skeens was going to be this year.
Well,
and maybe he still will be.
Think about last year. He struck out 170 in 133 innings. This year, he struck out 53 in 54 and two-thirds. Like, he is under a strikeout per inning.
It's different.
It is different.
And I guess part of me is simply curious why. Part of me thinks it's going to change, and part of me is like, this isn't really what I expected. That's interesting.
No.
It's just not what I expected because, again— and I hope people can hear this. There is a difference. Like right now, he's a good pitcher. There's no doubt about that. But we weren't talking about him going into the season as being a good pitcher. We were talking about, is this guy going to go out and have one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen? Is he going to be better than last year? They're talking about him adding pitches. Is he just going to wipe people out and have like a Bob Gibson? I don't know. Didn't Ron Guidry go 27-3 one year with ridiculous Pedro Martinez? Is he going to have that kind of year? It doesn't look like it so far.
Well,
of course, that's okay.
Yeah.
And of course, he's still good. It just hasn't been what I expected. That's all.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
I
think good.
I just did it again.
I think good is discrediting him a little bit. Like, Mitch Keller is a good pitcher. Paul Skenes is still pitching great, but yet he's not elite. And last year, in every single start, I think, except one in L.A., he was elite. The best of the best. Like, no doubt, top three Cy Young candidate.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think he's top three Cy Young. And it's just because of what the numbers are. Like, think about some of the guys that are tops in baseball right now. I was looking at some of the ERA numbers earlier.
How often does he hit 100 miles an hour these days?
A couple times a game.
And I know that's just one metric. And I know he found out last year that guys hit that. And one of the remarkable things about him is how he, you know, thinks the game and immediately was able to go to other pitches to get people out. Last year, he's got that full arsenal. But I mean, I also think of times like when he struck out Mookie Betts and Ohtani at the top of a game. He was great against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was.
To me, that was the one game this year that looked like last year. Would you agree with that?
No doubt. I mean, it was apparent pitching in LA, where he's from, Orange County. He wanted to make a point, especially after last year when he played in LA and he wasn't very good when he pitched out there. This year,
I guess it's a hard thing to phrase without sounding like I'm complaining about Paul Skenes, and that's the very last thing I'm doing. It's like getting a glimpse of Michael Jordan in his rookie year and then saying, is he going to be that good or even better? And then having him just be a 27-point-a-game scorer. You know what I mean?
Well, we're complaining about the early years because, you know, Jordan didn't win in the first however many years. They didn't surround him with enough talent, and Scottie Pippen wasn't there and thriving.
But you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Michael Jordan last year. Haven't seen Jordan yet. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And it's not really a criticism as much as an observation. Haven't seen Jordan yet. Would like to see him, for sure. Would like him to rev it up and just blow people away. And maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's unrealistic. That's what I thought I would see, however.
I don't think it's unfair, but my Jordan comparison to that kind of came with, he was great, obviously, but he wasn't entirely the best of the best until there was a lot of pieces put around him. And
yes, he was. That's the thing. He was generationally unbelievably awesome. He scored 63 points in one of his first playoff
individually,
games.
Yes. But
I'm talking about with Paul Skenes.
I was meaning team success. But
yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully they'll get there someday. I'm simply talking about him.
Individually, yeah. I wonder just a little bit, because he did lower his arm slot a little bit. He wants to pitch deeper in games, and obviously high strikeout pitchers don't see the seventh inning a lot, don't see the eighth inning a lot. So if he's trying to do a little bit of both, maybe this is just the give and take that we get.
412-928-9370. And having said that, make no mistake, the headline story here is that the Pirates offense is such a pop gun joke. Historically feeble. We now know that. Well, we knew it just by watching, but they are the first Pirate team ever in 144 years to go 18 straight games without reaching five runs. Their lack of support for Paul Skenes is story A. But Skenes is a story. And I wonder what people think about that. Just that it hasn't been that guy. Been really good, but it hasn't been that guy. I think we can all acknowledge that and wonder, you know, was that unrealistic? Are we still going to get that guy? What do we have here? A good pitcher, a really good pitcher, or a potential legendary pitcher? Which is true? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Wonder Twin, let's go to the phone lines, either on Skenes or on this history-making Pirate offense. Please proceed. Who do we have?
All right, let's first start with Bob. He is in Millville. He's been waiting patiently.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
How you doing? Thanks for making my call.
Bob.
I think we were all thinking Skenes would be the Cy Young Award winner, and he's been a little down.
But yeah, I think that's really fair.
I think maybe, you know, for a while, Heaney was looking better than Skeen some of the games Heaney had. But that isn't what I called for. I can understand what Nutting and the president are saying when they say this team isn't playing to their ability. They've gotten killed by players being hurt. You know, right now they have Cruz, Gonzalez, Horwitz all out.
Yeah.
You know, Jones hasn't played a game, won't play till July. That kills them. Because if you get your players back that should be starting, you could DFA some of these guys.
Well, I would say that if your season was hanging in the balance based on Spencer Horwitz and Nick Gonzalez, then you probably didn't have a good roster in the first place.
Nick Gonzalez is a lot better than what they have to put Frazier out there more than they should because they don't have a second base. Nick Gonzalez can hit.
We'll and see. I guess we'll see. Maybe. I don't know. But again, if your whole season was depending on Gonzalez and Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez last year had a 709 OPS, 7 home runs and 400 at-bats and hit 270. I think he can be a good hitter. But let's not get crazy here.
But what? Ohnel Cruz getting hurt again isn't hurting them?
Of course it is. How long has he been out?
Cruz
two games?
Cruz is their best player on offense.
Yes, we agree.
And you know, I think they need to switch up the lineup to get Reynolds going. When Cruz comes back, he would be hitting third to protect. Nobody's out there protecting Reynolds. You got McCutchen hitting third. They're pitching around Reynolds to get to McCutchen.
Surely you're not making excuses. I hear what you're saying, but you're not making excuses for Reynolds getting off to this horrifying of a start, are you?
No, but he could be better if he had somebody protecting him. No, he's going to hit, though. You can't give up on him.
Nobody's given up on him, but the season's practically over, and he helped bury them. Thank you for the call. I think it will help to get maybe Horwitz. What do we know about Horwitz? How many seasons has he played limits? What is he, 27 years old? He has a chronic wrist problem.
In like 1 year fully that he's played. I mean, I don't even think it's one full year. What, his career, 97 games last year? 112 in his career, 23 and 24 altogether?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like this guy is, he's not even played the equivalent of a whole 162.
Although he did hit 125 at Altoona in his rehab, so he should be in the three hole here at that rate.
Him and Canario can bat back to back. We have lit the lines up like Malzie at a craft beer house.
All right, let's go to some. Brian Batko will be late. He'll understand.
Here's Greg in Youngstown wants to chime in.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? First off, about the hitting, it's horrible. And you know what? I know people don't want to hear this. You know, Hayes is one home run. Reynolds, maybe he's going down. He's got, what, he's 30 now? I mean, maybe you have to think about trading some of these guys and redoing some of this, what we have. I don't think it's working. I mean, we lost with Reynolds. If we get rid of him, will it make it worse or better? I don't know.
I hear. I would trade anybody in the organization except for Skeens and Chandler right now. You limits?
No, I agree.
Cruz, I wouldn't trade.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nah, maybe Cruz, you're right.
And about Skeens real fast, I saw Clemens and Ryan and all these guys pitch, you know, right-handers who are intimidating. Skeens is trying to be too cute. Just attack these guys. Stop trying to hit corners and all this garbage. Start attacking hitters. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
You know what the storylines... I actually agree with that. And you know what the storyline is going to be if his numbers go way down this year? Is that the Pirates ruined him too.
Yeah, that's possible.
Next, we've had some very adroit callers. Is that a word, Limits?
Adroit?
I don't know. I'm sorry I said it.
Sure.
No.
Here's Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Is it adroit? Hold on. Hi, Anthony.
Joe, you know, with age comes historic overview. I mean, this season is eerily similar to what happened in 1985, where, you know, the Gale Brents were ready to sell the team. They brought in people like Jogging George Hendrick and Amos Otis and
Cito Tommy Lascano, Pham. Yeah.
Jason, what was that first base? Jason Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just god awful. It all starts with ownership. The sad thing here is we haven't a David Tepper or minority owners with the Pirates, with the Steelers, would just buy the team. Major League Baseball, if you kicked Marge Schott out because she made some racist remarks, I mean, take this team away from this. I mean, it's a disaster what's going on to this beautiful franchise, one of the oldest in Major League history, and they have a Taj Mahal for a stadium, but they have no owner who is a bean counter instead of wanting to be competitive against the other owners.
I know, but what? How are you? Who's going to take it away?
Major League, look, they took the Oakland franchise, Major League Baseball, away from Charlie Feeney. You took it away from Marge Schott. If he's not doing anything to have a competitive balance in the league, it's a mark on your league, and he's not doing anything.
Listen, I actually agree and have said before that the Pirates are guiltier when it comes to this, and teams like them, guiltier when it comes to the ridiculous financial imbalance than the Dodgers are. But you're not just going to be stripping owners of franchises. It would have to be several. Adroit was the right word, I might add, Limits. It means adept, dexterous, nimble, nimble-fingered, handy, capable, competent, skilled, expert, masterly, and masterful.
That's why you're the beat writer, Jerry.
Next.
Here is Jeff in Wilkins.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
You guys got a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I just want to talk about Skeens. I think, last year, obviously, the other major league teams didn't know who he was. And so we had a little bit of an advantage there. Now that they've adjusted, I think he's trying to adjust. I think he's trying to refine his breaking balls, maybe a little bit too much. But I think probably before the second half of the year, he might get this figured out, and I think we'll see somebody that's totally different.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me or you or anybody else, I don't think. I just think it's a story right now. I was asking Michael McHenry about it. I think I asked Bob Walk even a couple weeks ago. If you would have told me, for example, before the season that Paul Skeens' strikeouts would be down by 3 per game, I'm sorry, that's a story. It is. He's been good. Did you say 17th in the league in ERA?
Yeah, and he's top 10 in the National League in ERA as well.
17th in the majors and 9th, I think, in baseball, or 9th in the National League. But again, if I told you those numbers before the season, I don't think you would have said, wow, that's incredible. You would have said, really? What's wrong?
No, he's at 263, like Hunter Green's ahead of him. Griffin Koenig of the Mets, like Yamamoto.
So I'm interested in his approach, in his stuff, in why his strikeouts are down by 3 a game. That's a story of interest. He's been good, maybe really good. That's not the guy we were talking about. We were talking about is Paul's, in fact, I think did I ever write this? I said it. I know that. I said, I think Paul Skeens is about to have the greatest season pitching in Pirate history. And maybe not back to Crazy Schmidt and the Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
No.
But the greatest season of their modern era. And maybe one of the greatest major league seasons. And it's been, he's good to really good. And that's fantastic if you're the Pirates. It's just not what we expected. One more.
Here is Ron in the car, wants to chime in on
Hey,
schemes.
Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
Good. Well, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
First of all, the Pittsburgh picks, they have one of the top picks every single year in the draft.
Who does?
Still can't build it. The Pittsburgh Pathetics.
Pittsburgh Pathetics. All right, go ahead.
But they have one of the top picks every year, Joe, in the draft, and they still can't build a team. Second of all, if you are Paul Skeens, you're pitching to contact. You're not pitching for strikeouts anymore because you're going to save your arm for a team that's going to pay for it.
Oh, what do we make of that take, Limits?
Are you talking, Ron, like Skeens and his camp, or are you talking Pirates?
He's talking Skeens and his camp, right?
I don't know. Exactly. I don't think Skeens is that type of guy that would do
Neither
that.
Neither do I, but,
effort.
But I hadn't even, that hadn't entered my consciousness. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, okay, just like you guys said before, each game he hits over 100 miles an hour. Right now I'm seeing 98, 99. He's not throwing 100 anymore.
He's not blowing people away. It's that simple, and we thought he would. And again, people hear that and read that and say, oh, you're ripping Skeens. No, I'm not. I'm just curious. Honestly curious. And yeah, slightly disappointed because I expected him to be like historically dominant. I really did. Maybe that's unfair. It's an unfair expectation. That's what I expected.
And was Cole dominant when he was with the Pirates like he was with the Yankees?
Nope. 1 year he was great. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Skeens has taken advice from the Pirates. Are you in an automobile factory? What is happening here? Are you in a truck?
Oh, yeah, I'm freaking it pouring down rain here in Western PA again. Oh yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. What a nice man he was.
I was a little concerned for him.
Yeah, that sounded it sounded concerning.
Joe, we have to go. We're past that time.
A lot of people talking about Skeens as the best pitcher in baseball and one of the best in history. Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, people like that. And so far this season, that hasn't been the case. That's all.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.